Podium Audio presents Euro Dreams, written by Kate Stewart, performed by Saskia Malerveld and Grant Cartwright. London. 1. Lucien. December 2017.
Hold the plane!
Jane shrieks, as if it's even a possibility. With a sigh, I stand and toss my paper and empty espresso cup into a nearby rubbish bin, just as Jane leaps through the sliding doors of the gate in a dark purple blur. As she draws closer, I take in her dress. Geared more toward summer weather, the sleeveless, deep V-cut, knee-length dress hugs her midsection before flaring out dramatically. The flare is completely intentional due to the sight of the lighter purple tulle beneath, which I have zero doubt was deliberately added for the Cinderella effect. Given our current weather and the forecast for our destination, I find her attire utterly ridiculous. Face reddening, brows pinched due to strain, I catch sight of the reason as Jane torpedoes towards me. In one hand, she clutches a slip of a jacket and matching purple fur... something. Conversely, in the other hand, she drags a heavily worn, tattered suitcase, wheels seeming to spin in all directions to work against her. As my phone is scanned with my electronic ticket, I catch sight of her matching dark purple heels. As I gauge their preposterous height, she predictably fumbles, flying straight toward me, forcing me to steady her as her wayward luggage slams against my shin. Grunts exit us both as I spot a sheepish wince through a wavy rogue lock of her shoulder-length, dark brown hair before she sputters a breathless apology for both me and the gate attendant. Once I'm sure she's gained her bearings, I release her as she rests her things on the gate counter and starts rummaging through her oversized purse for her ticket.
"I've got it,"
she assures us both as she fruitlessly searches her bag.
"I was just on my phone,"
she repeats a second before her eyes bulge, and she produces it, housed in a neon yellow case, which reads, "I'll cut you," in bold letters across the back. The gate agent's agitation has Jane thrusting it toward the agent in proof, all but adding an enthusiastic, "Ta-da!" This is a second before she loses grip, and it lands squarely on my newly polished shoes, clobbering me on the toe.
"My God, I'm so sorry,"
she admonishes, as we bend to retrieve it. Narrowly missing a broken nose, I back off, allowing her the space we both need. Taking another cautious step away, for my own safety, the agent gestures to Jane to scan her ticket as she begins to flip through her phone, specifically her pictures.
"There's an airline app,"
the agent reminds her.
"I took a screenshot to make it easier."
Jane frowns when a picture of her dress appears on a hanger. The large display of her screen makes it easy for us all to see.
"Sorry, I took a few preliminary trip snaps,"
she offers. A blink later, we seem to be in the before phase as she appears in a floor-length mirror, after she's donned her dress. This is followed by at least 10 more photos of Jane in different stages of makeup, a few with sparkling purple eyeshadow that matched her dress, which, thankfully, she opted out of. Those pictures are followed by what looks like an indecision of hairstyle, up, then down, which she went with. The following five are testing various shades of lipstick until, finally, we're graced with our first after-selfie in which Jane poses with a 2-pound dog. The next few shots are pictures of a woman holding said dog. Blurry photos, unintentionally taken, follow these. The shutter is seemingly pressed as the phone is in transit to Jane's handbag.
"Almost there,"
Jane assures us as she frantically swipes her phone. Selfies of Jane blur in the back of what I assume is an Uber. This is only confirmed with one last shot when Jane appears, doing an about-face in the backseat to pose with a perplexed Uber driver, his expression screaming, "What the fuck?" A few painful swipes and photos later, the last few of the international flight sign, we are finally graced with Jane's ticket barcode. With another inflated sigh, the exasperated agent grabs Jane's phone, scanning her ticket while looking at me with a wide-eyed, good luck expression. Lips threatening to lift, my answering expression should be easily interpreted as, "There's not enough luck